We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a day after the day after Marks and Reese show. Emotions have maybe chilled out a little bit after a loss on Sunday Night Football. Johnny Marks and Art Reese. We'll see how we feel today, Mr. Reese. How are you?
I'm getting better. Are you still riding high?
I feel great, man. Oh, I feel great.
Getting better.
Well, I know
how I can get a whole lot better. We're going to get into that today.
Let's get into it right now. Jason Lockenfour is going to join us.
A lot better.
So yesterday, Lockenfour, Jack, was it last night? Jason Lockenfour came out and more or less said, like, yeah, it's probably going to happen by tomorrow, and he more or less called it.
The Minkah Fitzpatrick
one. Minkah Fitzpatrick gets traded to the Steelers, and Lockenfour was the first on that. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock because Jalen Ramsey's requested to be traded from the Jags. And, the Jags can say, well, you know, we don't want to trade him. Today's sports scene, whether it's the NFL or certainly the NBA, if guys don't want to be on the team, then not that you have to trade them, but if guys don't want to play for you, guys don't want to trade for you. It just seems like in today's day and age, when the partnership between the player and the team goes sour, if the guy wants to go, you try to accommodate his request. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if I would do that if I were the team.
Well, I mean, that's almost like a separate story because like Ezekiel Elliott didn't request a trade, but he said, I'm not playing. And the Cowboys said, like, okay, well, we'll see if we can work something out. Jalen Ramsey, and I think a lot of it is money. The Jags didn't want to pay him yet, and Jalen Ramsey says, I want to be paid. Here's the bottom line with Jalen Ramsey. He is a top cornerback in the NFL, which is a very important position, and the Eagles need one, desperately need one.
And since Ohio State didn't get the copyrights to this word, he is the top cornerback in the NFL.
Is he?
He is the top cornerback in the NFL.
And by the way, for me, I would give up a substantial amount for Jalen Ramsey just because I want him for the next 8 years, right? I mean, he's young. He's in his prime right now. He comes with some baggage. He did show up in a Brinks truck, the training camp. I mean, that'd be fun for us. I don't know how he necessarily wants guys showing up in Brinks trucks, but the best quarterback in the NFL is going to get paid, and Jags decided they're not going to pay him yet, and I would pay him.
Here's the way I look at this thing.
Yeah.
After watching this team for 2 weeks, after watching them in the preseason, I'm just going to be blunt with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have enough defensively to get to the Super Bowl. Do they have enough offensively? Sure, if they can stay healthy, but we're already behind the eight ball with that. With three of our best offensive players, how long will they be out? Will it be nagging injuries all year long the way they're never 100% healthy? I don't know. It makes things a lot more difficult to overcome. And with the NFC being a much stronger conference this year, in my opinion, can you scrape out 9 wins, 10 wins and be a wild card team? Sure. And you're more than likely going to be one and done depending on where you're playing at in wild card weekend if you don't improve this team. Now, we missed out on the opportunity to add Jadeveon Clowney.
Agreed.
Right? Isn't it preseason? It's before the season starts. It's when everybody's feeling all hunky-dory and nothing's going to go wrong and everything's going to go as we predicted to go, meaning everybody will stay healthy. Everybody will play at the level we expect and hope them to play, and we're going to march to Miami to the Super Bowl.
And then the season starts?
And then the season started. The season started. And then I realized, or you should have realized, I realized at the time, because I wanted to trade for Jadeveon Clowney, you don't have enough defensively. Do you have enough offensively? Sure you do. You don't have enough defensively. You've missed out on an opportunity to get a young player who I think was still on the first year of his contract, who has a lot of football left to play in him, 26 years old, put him in a different culture, put him around better talent, and see if he can finally reach that potential. A guy that would have been here arguably longer than anybody else that's on your defensive line right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can make that argument. Is he younger than Fletcher? I believe he is younger than Fletcher Cox, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep, I mean, probably.
I think he is younger. Brandon's older. Derek Barnett, I don't even know if he's going to be here in 4 years.
Yeah.
With Derek Barnett.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows.
Malik Jackson's not going to be here.
No.
Tim Jernigan's not going to be here. Jadeveon Clowney would have been here, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we missed out on the opportunity. All right, I'm done crying over that spilled milk. Didn't need Antonio Brown. We got wide receivers. Didn't need him. He got released. Guess who picked him up? A team that won the last Super Bowl.
Yep.
Who's been in the last three Super Bowls. They didn't think they had too much to pick him up. I'm not crying over Antonio Brown. We didn't need Antonio Brown. Oh, it's rare do you get a third bite of the apple with this type of talent. Now, without having any numbers in front of me, could probably make the argument Jalen Ramsey's been the best corner in football since he was drafted. Since he was drafted. That's what you're talking about. Somebody who's what, 20, what is he, 24?
He'll be 25 in October.
25 in October.
Mm-hmm.
Could his birthday be October 16th? I know somebody whose birthday is October 24th. 16th. Okay, close enough. anyway.
Point.
You're talking about the best corner in football.
Yeah.
You need cornerback help. He immediately upgrades your defense. When you're talking about a guy that you can stick on the best receivers in the National Football League, and you can go down the list of them and name any one of them, and this boy will accept the challenge week in and week out, every down, and go make them earn every yard they get that week. That's Jalen Ramsey. Go look at the tape of this past week against Nuke Hawkins.
Yep.
Go look at that tape. And the reason why he was yelling at Doug Marrone, because the boy is such a competitor. When going up against guys like that, he didn't want DeAndre Hopkins to get credit for a catch that he thought the Jags should have challenged, mm-hmm. that it wasn't a catch. Guess who was right and who was wrong?
He was right.
He was right.
Yeah.
It wasn't a catch.
Yep.
That's how competitive he is. Go get this deal done, Howie. Go get this deal done. There's a report out there, first and a fifth rounder. I don't know if that's the Eagles. They said it's a one NFC team.
Well, it should be.
I certainly hope it is.
It should be. There's not a lot of players where when we do these scenarios, right, where we're like, all right, well, you're like Jadeveon Clowney, we both agree they should have, especially with the price tag that it ended up being. In hindsight, it's an easy decision at this point to do it.
Mm-hmm.
With Jalen Ramsey, it's one of those, a number one corner. Here's how you get this guy, right? Here's how you get a player like this. You either pay the most money to anybody ever at the position and sign him via free agency. And most of the time, by then, Ike, he's already seen his better days, or he's entering the back end of his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Free agents aren't in their prime normally. They're leaving their prime, and their best days are maybe current, but also soon will be past them, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey, you're getting a guy that's literally entering his prime. The reason you get guys like this is you draft them, or you get lucky.
Yeah.
And you would get lucky and you would have to give up a lot, but you're getting lucky and this guy is available via trade. And you do it. I would give up a lot. I would give up a 1+. No problem.
Yeah, easily.
But here's the other side of it.
Easily. With him, you're picking in the 30s anyway.
And I'm totally in. I honestly,
I might go 2 first-rounders.
I might agree with you.
Go 2 first-rounders. You get the Eagles the next 2 years to draft a cornerback in the first round. You tell me they come up with Jalen Ramsey.
Jack Fritz, two first rounds?
You tell me if they come up with Jalen Ramsey the next 2 years in the draft in the first round.
Well, they won't. Well, especially picking in the 30s.
No, they won't.
Or the late 20s, right? You're not going to be picking in the top 10, top 5.
No, they won't.
So you're not going to get a Jalen Ramsey.
No, and you're going to have to pay him, and he's going to make – it doesn't matter. You pay guys like that.
I want to pay
him. You want him here for the next 8 years, all right?
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say about the discussion that we started out on, right? Because mm-hmm. I agree. I would love for the Eagles to get Jalen Ramsey. And he would help a lot this year. But they can win without him. What you're saying, Ike, is – and I hear you – that the defense doesn't have enough right now. You look at the injuries, right? They paid Brandon Graham like he's going to be a double-digit sack guy. That's his paycheck. And we mm-hmm. love Brandon Graham. I'm not so sure he's going to be a double-digit sack guy. Derek Barnett, do you have a sack this year through 2 games?
Not a few. Pressures, I think.
Got some pressures. Vinny Curry, have you noticed Vinny Curry? Has he flashed?
Have not.
Well, Jernigan's had a sack, but he's out now for at least the next 4 weeks. Malik Jackson, former Pro Bowler, Pro Bowl level player, he's out. Butcher Cox is look okay so far.
I tell you, Fletcher's job gonna get a lot harder when you don't have talent around you.
I would agree that the defense is a concern, but it's still early. And I still believe this roster, and I'm not going to put it all on Carson Wentz and say, you know what, if Carson Wentz is as good as we say he is, then they'll win despite the defense. I know it doesn't work like that, all right? But I do know
that. Glad you noticed that.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
The new and improved Johnny Marks, positive Johnny.
I like it. I'll take it.
But I'll say this, that just like the Super Bowl year, you could have never explained how the Eagles, after all those injuries, won the Super Bowl that year with Nick Foles, but also a lot of other positions. Vitae's playing left tackle. Mm-hmm. You guys all over the place. Mm-hmm. Crevion's going to be back.
Who?
Crevion LeBlanc and Jalen Mills are going to be back. You actually aren't too bad in the secondary. I know we're doing a lot of complaining right now, and I don't like Ron Darby either. Their secondary is really not that bad. Their secondary can be okay. And as much as I do like Jalen Ramsey and I want him, it still doesn't change the way I feel about this team for the Super Bowl in 2019. They can still win with this defense right now. I can. It's going to be tougher. But with this defense right now, they're getting guys back in the secondary. They can be okay.
Yeah, I just 100% disagree.
888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It's a simple question. Do you think the Eagles need Jalen Ramsey to win the Super Bowl? I want him. I'm ready to sign him. 8 years, $200 million, whatever it is, right? I would trade. I would give up a lot for him.
You throw out $200 million.
Yeah, I'm not giving him $200 million.
You're not that positive.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand this positive John movement's going on, but like $200 million?
I was trying to go.
Was it baseball money?
Right. Sorry, we get
positive. John is just handing out cash, man.
Speaking of cash, there's no salary cap with a $20 bill underneath this. Keyboard in here. I don't know why.
You'd be shocked, right? I want to see that.
Do you? Would you lose it?
Nope. But you know what I got in my bag? I got three-quarters of a $20 bill because my dog ate the other quarter of the $20 bill.
Well, see, that's good. As long as you have three-quarters. I mean, no, it's a different. That's the old school.
Three-fourths.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
No, if you tape that together, you do not get credit.
If I tape that together,
888-729, we're gonna Instagram a picture @MarksReeseWIP.
This wouldn't work if I taped these.
That is strange. Do the Eagles need Jalen Ramsey to win the Super Bowl? Jack Fritz is gonna say yes because he's very down on the team right now. Ike has a good view of the defense because he understands it. But I also,
Ike has a good view. Jack does not have a good view. Is this?
No, you're overreacting. I'm looking at it as a realistic and a calm fan. This team's going to be okay. The secondary is going to be okay. They have guys coming back. It took them a little bit of time last year to round in the form when they finally got some guys healthy, right? And they were able to actually have roles and get some guys playing together for a while. Jalen Mills, you don't realize how much you miss Jalen Mills on this team. Jalen Mills likes to get dogged by fans. Jalen Mills would be a huge addition to the secondary right now. Crevion LeBlanc.
Dude, we don't even know what Jalen Mills is going to look like after over a year off and coming back from a Liz Frank injury.
I'm hoping he has 2 feet. That's my hope to start.
He wasn't fast before the injury.
All right, we'll start with your reaction on the other side.
I like Jalen Mills too, but he ain't Jalen Ramsey.
Do they need Ramsey to win the Super Bowl?
888-729. Do the deal.
94-94. Lock and Four, we talked about him earlier, 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell us what the ins and outs, what it'll cost. Are the Eagles a finalist? Are they in on Jalen Ramsey? Jason Lock and Four at 4 o'clock. The great Mike Quick at 3 o'clock. We'll mix in some Phillies conversation as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We start on the phones with you right after this. But stay right here. Let's talk about DraftKings for a second. You don't have to wait months for the most wonderful time of year. It's right now. We're right in the middle of it, right? Doesn't get any better than this. And with DraftKings Sportsbook, check it out. All the action with their best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Football season underway. Great promotions running all month long, like DraftKings running a special NFL insurance promo. Bet on a team to win. If they score at least 24 points, your bet is safe. DraftKings will credit back your wager even if your team goes on to lose. DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, including in-game betting, so you can bet on the game while it's happening. So head to DraftKings.com/Philly right now for a limited time. All new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Plus, new users who sign up at DraftKings.com/Philly will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Don't forget, that's DraftKings.com/Philly for all new and existing users to claim your special offer. Only DraftKings Sportsbook. Make it rain. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Let's get right to it. Lock and Ford, 4 o'clock. He'll give us the latest on Jalen Ramsey. Ike, you think he gets traded, Ramsey, or the Jags say, yeah, nah, we're not?
No, I think he gets traded.
I agree with
you. I just don't think the Jags are going to give him away. Well, so if you really want him, you have to go get him.
If Micah Fitzpatrick is worth a first, which the Steelers may not be great this year with Ben going down, mm-hmm. that might be a top 15 pick, then I got to imagine Jalen Ramsey's worth close to two number ones, maybe a one and a two.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Go to the phones. We have Matt Ridley. Matt, how are you?
Johnny, I got a little bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Do you really believe what you're saying, or do you kind of go against what Ike says just to stir things up?
Nope. In this particular situation?
In this particular situation.
So hang on a second. So you're telling me after 2 weeks, I sat at Chickies and Pete's on a Friday before the first game, and I took call after call of people calling me idiots because I said this defense wasn't a top 10 defense. Now the defense isn't good enough to win a Super Bowl? Is that what you're telling me? In 2 weeks?
But he just lost two players.
Okay, if they played like they played Monday night, no, they're not. If they improved...
Defense played well on Monday night. Matt, what are you talking about? The defense played fine on Monday night. They held Atlanta to 24 points.
Okay. I mean, you really think it's a Super Bowl defense right now?
Had the Super Bowl defense doing the Super Bowl in 2017?
Okay, listen, you can't call it a Super Bowl defense after week two. There's no way. There's too much that can happen.
Okay, but you can't say it's not then. What are you talking about? Like, I'm sitting here saying that this defense, like, listen, in week 14, if this defense is terrible, am I going to sit there and say this is a Super Bowl defense? We're 2 weeks into the season.
What about week 14? It's too late.
But I know, but Matt's saying you can't call it a Super Bowl defense yet, but you can't call it anything yet. It's two games in.
I don't know about you or Matt, but I can. I feel like I can. I mean, you're allowed to call it whatever you want to call it. The same way you predict and project prior to a season starts. You've seen them for a couple of weeks. I've seen them for a couple of weeks. The players at the cornerback position haven't necessarily grown at the rate I want them to grow. And, yes, they had a good game Sunday night. Yes, they had a good game Sunday night. But think about this. We're saying they had a good game. They gave up because they got three turnovers. Right? Yep. They got three turnovers. Now, ask yourself, you think Jim Schwartz is all of a sudden about to turn into Jim Johnson?
No.
So you know you're not going to get that game plan every week.
He's trying to get, right now with the defense, he's trying to get by week to week.
Well, he did what he had to do in that game.
I agree with you. My only point is that
they were fortunate they didn't get beat on other plays when the cornerbacks were beaten because Matt Ryan didn't actually hit the guy.
Yeah, there were opportunities left out on the field.
Just like against Case Keenum mm-hmm. in the Washington game.
All I'm saying is that by the last quarter of the season, they're going to win enough games to where they're going to be in a position where they can make a run here. And that's all you need is to just be able to get ready. Get ready for that last stretch where you win enough games right now, you get some key guys back, and you make a run. Some of these guys got to develop too.
So if they lose Sunday, I would imagine you would have a different tone.
So if they lose Sunday and the secondary sucks and they give up a lot of yards.
Right, which is, quite frankly, with Marvin Jones and T.J. Hockenson. And
I'm sure I would come in here not feeling
as confident. And Kenny Galladay.
Sure.
If we give up over 300 yards for the third straight game
to a
passing offense.
But here's my question, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lost Timmy Jernigan and Malik Jackson. Mm-hmm. Have there been any other major injuries on the defense?
Well, you're already missing Jalen Mills.
Yeah, but we already knew that. I mean, I'm just going back to what was said the Friday before the season about how this defense is a lot better than I'm giving you credit for.
Well, we expected it to be a lot better.
Two games in, man.
Two games in, they have the second worst passing defense in the NFL.
Yeah, two games in, though.
Yeah, I know. Those are the two games we have to go off of.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna.
That's all we have to go off of.
I am not going to overreact. Based on two games.
It's not an overreaction. Secondary was an issue last year. You came back with almost the exact same secondary.
Secondary is an issue.
That's what we're talking about.
The same secondary that was good enough 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm saying. I mean, what's changed? That's what I'm saying. That's what I don't understand.
What's changed? They actually played games.
So 2 weeks and that's it?
2 weeks? I don't understand what you're trying to say. Are you trying to say they don't need Jalen Ramsey to win? Jalen Ramsey is not going to make them a better defense. Jalen Ramsey wouldn't have been covering and shadowing Julio Jones everywhere went.
That's not what I'm saying
at all. Sunday night. So okay.
I'll state it because people say I don't state my opinions clearly enough. Sometimes I want Jalen Mills. I would trade for Jalen Mills. I would trade a lot for Jalen Mills. I would extend Jalen Mills to stay here for the next 6 years. Long term. But the question that we
and you would give up a first round pick for him.
I would.
So why would you do that when you feel like you have a team that's good enough to win the Super Bowl without him?
He's in need. Obviously, he's in need.
Well, that's what we're saying. I'm telling you why it's a need, because the pass defense is bad.
What I'm saying is, and what the first caller said was, do you really believe it? I believe this roster certainly would be helped by Jalen Ramsey, but not much has changed to how I feel about this team. Not much has changed for how I feel about the Eagles and 2018 based on the first two, 2019 based on the first two games.
Okay.
I still feel the same way that I do about the team.
Okay.
I still feel like that they are right there. Right? Yes, they can still win a Super Bowl with this roster.
I don't know. Are you saying that because of the offense, or are you saying that because you feel like the team,
I think the defense is just as good? I think it can be good enough. I think the defense can be good enough.
How many sacks do we have in 2 weeks?
Probably not a lot. Let's go to Hassan, Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, how are you?
I'm great, fellas. I'm great. I believe the first callers. First off, Marks, I think you are the cynic. Like, you just want to search stuff up, man.
I'm a cynic? I'm positive John. See, people don't know what to do with positive John.
No, we don't. We don't. We don't know what they ought to do with positive John. We have no idea what to do with positive John.
This positive John guy, man. But one thing about this Jalen Ramsey, the whole NFC East is young. You got one side of the field locked down for at least the next 7 years. I don't want to say 10 because, you know, they say 30 is the magic number, whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At least 7 years of don't even look over the side of the field. And what did they just do in Dallas? They went out first round for Amari Cooper.
Yep.
Now you can't use Amari Cooper. Two times a year, you know, he's shut down. Two times a year, don't even look at 19's way, Dak.
That's right.
Like, and we need that here.
Now,
especially with Jim Schwartz turning up this blitz. I love this new Jim Schwartz. Keep that up, Jim Schwartz, please.
Let me tell you, Hassan, and I played with some damn good cornerbacks. I played with good cornerbacks. Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Al Harris. I played with some damn good ones. They ain't had a cornerback as good as Jalen Ramsey here since Eric Allen.
no question about it.
Huh?
Jack is just asking me, what do people believe in more, positive John or aggressive Jim Schwartz? Jim Schwartz is going to blitz one time on Sunday. We know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not. I would caution everybody, don't get used to Sunday night.
Relax. Positive John.
Yeah, that's not going to be a steady diet.
Positive John's 2 weeks now.
I just don't see Jim living and dying with that. He'll sprinkle it in, but I can't see him dialing up blitzes like he did Sunday night.
Now, I do love how cocky he looks, though, when he does it.
Oh, yeah.
Starts strutting around the sideline.
Confident Jim Schwartz is definitely, it's good on the eyes, isn't it? It is. Nah, listen, he had a good game on Sunday night.
Listen, we got young corners. I don't know if these corners can hold up. Here's why I tell you that it's not that I've changed my opinion on the Eagles and whether or not I think they're a Super Bowl team. What I'm saying is we have an opportunity to erase doubt. Because, see, even with myself, I don't know how much of it is you're hoping and believing versus whether or not you really believe what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. I can't ignore the defense. That I can't ignore. That's my bread and butter. That I cannot ignore. And so the best quarterback in football that threw for 50 touchdowns, you know why they lost in the AFC championship game? Their defense couldn't get off the field.
Well, and it's also why the Chiefs are believed to be the front runner and the leader in the clubhouse for Jalen Ramsey. They're trying to win a Super Bowl this year, right?
Everybody is. Why aren't we?
I'm in.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing. The Chiefs are sitting here saying, hell, we're 2-0. Patrick Mahomes is on his way to win two MVPs. We don't need Jalen Ramsey. We're good enough to win the Super Bowl without Jalen Ramsey. The New England Patriots, they got the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback ever. Ever. Antonio Brown? You're damn right we need Antonio Brown. You know why? Mm-hmm. And because he makes our job easier. He makes our job easier. And adding a talent like Jalen Ramsey, you're talking about a guy with the talent of a top 10 to top 15 player in this league. You know how rare those type of players become available? I'm telling you, I would go two number ones.
I would too.
Because, listen, you get him, you're going to be drafted in late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, but like you said it earlier, you know what you're getting with the player. Is he a pain in the ass? Are you going to have to manage his personality and his ego? Sure you are, but that's fine. Yeah. You can deal with that. This organization can handle that. Doug can handle it. Howie can handle it. You deal with that. You know why? The two first-round picks, I don't know what I'm getting with those guys. Derek Barnett and somebody else. Yeah, I'll take Jalen Ramsey every time. No, I mean, I think most people would agree. Jack, are you on the all aboard the Ramsey train?
Not really.
What do you mean?
No, I just think that, I think he's a great player. I think he's the best cornerback in football. But he's working his way out of Jacksonville. He's clearly a diva. I don't think this locker room needs that. They showed they got rid of Michael Bennett that way. They pass on Jadeveon Clowney. They clearly believe in a tight, tough locker room that buys in together. And Jalen Ramsey's a me guy. I think bringing a me guy into the situation is not what the Eagles need.
I think you take it on a case-by-case basis and you look at Antonio Brown, you're like, no, that's just too much. We're not going to do it. A guy like Jalen Ramsey, it's like, is he a bad guy? Right? I don't necessarily know if he's a bad guy.
Let me tell you about guys like this.
Yeah.
You know why Jalen Ramsey act the way that he does? He doesn't respect Doug Marrone.
Nope, not at all.
You get Tom Coughlin coming down there who didn't draft him. Basically has already rubbed him the wrong way by telling him he's not going to pay him. That's why Jalen Ramsey wants to be out of there. When Jalen Ramsey was helping to change the culture of the Jags, was he a bad teammate then? He was the same cocky, swaggered player then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a rookie at that point.
Yeah, though. But he's found out the organization doesn't believe in him. So he wants out.
Yep.
He wants out. Get me out of here now.
Yep.
I'm not about to sit here and play my heart out for you guys, and you guys are going to move me the first opportunity you get to move me or make my life a living hell. You can go in and trade me right now. And is it players taking control over their careers? Hey, happens in the NBA all the time.
And Ramsey came out and he said that he didn't leak the info wanting to be traded. That was put out there by the team. Obviously, or he said he didn't do it, which would lead you to believe that it came from the team because the team's trying to get the information out there like, hey, come with your offers. And there's some offers out there.
Yeah.
You're going to let Kansas City take them? A first plus, Ike? You said it. If you want them, you got to go get them.
Got to go get him, baby. Got to quit playing around. Go get him.
Let's go to Owen. Glassboro, New Jersey. Owen, how are you?
I'm good. First question.
Yes.
Does Jalen Ramsey know what a double move is?
Yes.
I think he does. Okay.
Yes.
I'm giving up everything. I'm sending John Marks to Jaguars right now. I'm giving up.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what that's going to get you.
Sending Johnny Marks.
Hey, it's not even White Claw Wednesday, and you out here sound like a lush, okay? I'm glad you backtracked and facilitated all the things of why Jalen Ramsey is a beast. Yeah, he's a diva. You know what I want? I want a dude that makes me forget about the left or right side of the football field. I want to watch football and forget about a whole hash of football. We had cornerbacks out the wazoo, but guess what? They get beat, they get burnt, and our D-line is struggling and hurt and injured right now, and I don't know what's going on. Why isn't Hall in the game? Why isn't the dude who actually played in preseason and was balling out in any of these games? Why hasn't he gotten a snap? We're a rotate defensive line.
They might have to release him.
Yeah, I have no idea,
because
Owen.
They need to sign other guys to the active roster to play, and he might be the one guy they have to release.
Is he out here drinking White Claws with you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He was falling in the preseason. I don't. Okay, so anyway, first, second, Fitz Twitzman, your producer, and Mark, make it happen. Howie, we sending everybody to Jacksonville. All right, now. I come up through the show, which I produce it.
I feel you. Hey, listen, if Mark is the final piece to the deal, it's been great knowing you, Johnny Marks.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Captain. Love you guys.
Yeah, but can't you? Listen, thank you.
Can we send Turtle or somebody instead?
No.
Oh, like, you just diamond Turtle out like that?
Isn't there a
city? I'm
trying
to keep the Marks and Reese show together here, man.
If I'm going to be traded, all right?
He'd be going home to be with his quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you'd be so close to him.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
Show him your tattoo. Be great.
No! Just like, I mean, you want to do the right thing, right? If Spike's going to make the trade, you got to do the right thing. You got to at least send me to a city I want to go to. You can send me to Jacksonville.
Turtle,
I know nothing about Turtle. I mean, college football.
Turtle chimes in and says, you're off the wedding list, Ike.
So. Oh, my bad. Man, send
888-729-9494.
Now I can't send anybody else. Now we can't send anybody else.
Yeah, you've been on the shows in Jacksonville. That's not me.
And Giglio can at least go, right?
Oh, yeah, we definitely can send Joe Giglio. We could definitely send him. Yeah.
You can't do that kind of sports talk down in Jacksonville. They will turn you off. They will never listen to you. You need to be a cheerleader down there.
I'm here for Joe Giglio's college football takes.
You mentioned Joe Giglio comes out. Like, who would be the number one star down there? Would it be a college football player or something? Imagine Giglio taking – like, back in the day, Tim Tebow was probably the number
the
one talking point.
Gators are big down there, yeah.
Right. Imagine Giglio coming down and saying Tebow sucks. He's not going to be good in the NFL.
Yeah, they'll fire you. Yeah, he'd have got fired right then and there. Yeah, they don't do hot takes in Jacksonville.
That would be his first opinion. He'd never come back.
Yeah. Yeah, you touchdown Jesus down there? Yeah.
Yep.
You don't play with Tebow in Gatorland.
Jalen Ramsey, you want him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I want him. I would give up whatever. But do you need him to win a Super Bowl in 2019? I say you don't. 888-729-9494. They can get it done with this roster. 888-729-9494.
You know Drew Brees is coming back, right?
Yeah, after they lose some games.
All right, they may go 500 with Teddy Bridgewater.
They might.
Wouldn't you want to have Ramsey on Michael Thomas?
Yes.
How about if Green Bay gets in? Don't you want Ramsey on Devontae Adams?
Yes.
Ramsey on Amari Cooper?
Absolutely.
Ramsey on either Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods?
Yes.
You know who I don't want on any of those wide receivers?
First name start with Ron?
No, all of them. That would be all of them.
888-729-9494. Mike Quick.
Can you tell I'm all in on Jalen?
I can tell.
I'm all
Jalen
in.
Jalen Mills?
I like Jalen Mills. No, I'm all in on Jalen Ramsey.
Mike Quick at 3 o'clock. Jason Lockenfor at 4 o'clock. He'll tell us that the Eagles are finalists and what it will cost to get him. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Right back.
All right, now football is better when you've got some skin in the game, right? Now, luckily with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. And even better, you can do it risk-free because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet worth up to $500. Just sign up using promo code Ike and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. And best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.